ever really expected the best-selling author Scott Turow to publish a sequel to his first novel, the 1987 legal thriller Presumed Innocent. That's because he said he'd never publish one. If you read the book, you'll agree it's hard to forget the main character Rusty Savage, particularly after he was portrayed on screen by Harrison Ford in 1990.
Why didn't you tell me about you and Carolyn?
This is my life. We're not talking about some gossip. Indeed, you will go to trial.
You're still in love with her.
How can you think that I could do a thing like that?
It's been more than 25 years since he wrote the first one, but we now have a reintroduction to the prosecutor Savage. He's now a chief appellate judge, and he's 60 years old, but he's back in trouble. Scott Turow's on the line with us from his home in Evanston, Illinois. The sequel's called Innocent. So what was it about Rusty that pulled you back to this, even though you vowed you were not going to return to the story?
Well, you know, the short answer is that, you know, never believe a writer. You know, I began to think a lot about Rusty Savage in 2005, and I became preoccupied with him probably because, you know, he's roughly the same age I am. And, you know, he presented himself to my imagination repeatedly and forcefully, and he was the right vehicle for me. But, you know, Rusty, I think, is a kind of alter ego for me, like many characters are.
I'm so glad that you said that because, you know, I can't stand it when people try to find personal connections with every character that a writer writes. But I really felt in this book echoes of Scott Turow. And by that, I mean Rusty is worried about some of the same things that you must be worried about as you age, which is, have you taken the best care that you can of your children? Have you taken the best care that you can of your career and your wife? And certainly none of the things that happened to Rusty happened to you, but he must be sort of a reflection of things that you worry about?
You know, there's obviously a lot of personal reverberations in Innocent, and but particularly the business of charging up to 60, which I was doing at the same time as Rusty, and sort of looking backwards and taking stock is a process that I was, you know, familiar with.
And your own children, as they aged and you're as you say, approaching the age of 60, did you also go through the same sort of periods when you felt like you didn't understand your grown-up kids?
Oh, that's an ongoing struggle. yeah. I mean, the sort of the transition from, you know, raising your children to having to let go and let them be grown-ups and make their own mistakes is obviously one that every parent struggles with, and I certainly did.
I had to feel, I felt really bad for Rusty. You know, I'm just about done with the book, and I felt really bad that he's in the situation again that he was in 25 years before. And, you know, I'm not giving anything away because the title of the book is Innocent. But did you feel kind of bad putting this character back on the stand?
I really, from the time that I first conceived of the book, which really happened almost instantly after months of sort of trying to figure out why I had a post-it note on my desk that said, "A man is sitting on a bed in which the dead body of a woman lies," I kind of sensed intuitively that I was writing thematically about why some people keep making the same mistakes. So I knew poor Rusty was going to be back in the bucket, as defense lawyers put it, and, you know, almost from the beginning. And I regard him, you know, to a great extent as a victim of himself.
But you also write about his arch nemesis, Tommy Molto, and you give us kind of a fleshed out picture of Tommy. Mm-hmm. We get a more nuanced picture. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that's also a product of both Rusty's age and your own.
Well, it is, although, you know, Tommy has appeared in a number of my novels previously, certainly starting from Presumed Innocent, where he was, in Rusty's words, a pygmy in his soul. And, you know, he's grown, but without consciously seeing these men as doublegangers, you know, that's clearly what they became in the novel. You know, Savage is deeply troubled. And Tommy, late in life, has found a certain contentment. And why that's true for one and the other is obviously, you know, at the core of the novel.
I also found myself wondering if your personal echoes in these men's lives hindered your writing, or were you hindered by the kind of iconic performance that Harrison Ford gave of this character?
Well, you know, Harrison, the movies are a powerful, powerful medium. And certainly, like everybody else, I always saw Rusty Savage after the movie with Harrison's face. But one of the interesting things to me was that in the 5 years I worked on the novel, Harrison's face faded, and Rusty became very much the man I saw starting 30 years ago when I first conceived of him. So it did kind of go away.
And, you know, I've also found it interesting that this time around when we revisit Rusty Savage, the book finds a lot of philosophical turns. It reflects back, as he must be, as he, you know, he celebrates his 60th birthday. And the book also allows not just him, but his son, his mistress, and his, like I said, his enemy, to kind of reflect on their lives and how they've constructed it and where they've gone wrong and where they've gone right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's obviously the one of the author's favorite personal activities. So it's not a surprise that the characters are also reflective and, you know, to some extent, I hope not in an unhealthy way, self-absorbed.
Well, are we going to see Rusty Savage again, or are you going to make another promise that you'll never write about him?
No, I've learned not to make promises about what I'm going to write in the future. And, you know, it's hard to predict. If I were a guessing person at this stage, I think that he might return yet again.
I hope you don't put him on trial for murder again.
No, I think I'm done with that trick. So,
any of your other novels that you think might return?
Well, you know, I've always written novels set in the mythical Kendall County, and characters have moved from the foreground to the background, and from the background to the foreground. So. There's a sort of tapestry in, you know, the 9 novels that I've published now. So we'll see who moves front and center in the future.
Scott Chereau is author of the new book, Innocent. It is his 9th novel. He's also written 2 nonfiction books and a whole host of articles for different publications. Scott Chereau, thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.